Babu babu babam. Babu babu babo. Babu babu babo.
All right, I'm pretty excited as we start today's stream of consciousness, our bonus hour, if you will. When Bill was promoting this, brought to you by American Weathermakers
Heating and Cooling, Wendy. They are the 60-Minute Men, American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling.
And you were saying what's hot, what's cold, what's hot is Jerry Nunn coming in to talk about all his adventures.
Yes, he'll have some adventures he'll share with us later. Things to see and do in and around Chicago. He comes in about once a month at the beginning or the end of every month. And, of course, we'll be talking about Chicago adventures for May.
Okay,
so that's coming up. During the regular show, we were just telling you about Pete Davidson and his breakup with Kate Beckinsale. There's a 20-year age difference between the two. And you made a face as if to say,
who cares?
That's doable.
Ashton was 25. Demi was 41.
Yeah.
Now, the same kind of thing.
The weird part of that one was that Ashton Kutcher said that when he was a boy, he had posters of her in his room. So I guess good for him, because it's like, oh, it's such a dream. Imagine one day being with that girl, and then he pulled it off.
He did pull it off, and several times.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
I'm filing a grievance.
Well, she wanted a younger man. She was dirty.
Okay. All right.
And I think he just said that to be, because it sounded cute.
No, it's true. He tells the story. He had her posters up in his room, and then he ended up marrying her.
What poster? Because she didn't really have a lot of posters. She really didn't.
I'm trying to remember. When I think of the posters that adorn the rooms of my friends, I had movie posters. So unless I marry Raiders of the Lost Ark, it won't come true for me. But my friends had, of course, the Farrah Fawcett posters. There was a Cheryl Teagues poster, a Cheryl Ladd poster I remember one of my friends had. But none of my friends married them. I don't think.
All right, but I'm telling you, I don't know how many posters Demi Moore had. Oh, I guess I'm looking at a couple of them.
Yeah, there were a few.
G.I. Jane.
But isn't that a strange turn of events where...
That is a dream come true for you. Why do you bring this up?
It would be, I would say, a dream come true for almost everybody.
Yeah.
If when you're a kid, there's some celebrity that you go, imagine, what would it be like to be with that person? And I don't mean be like in a sexual way. I just mean
Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
David Cassidy.
Yeah.
I guess Danny Bonaducci.
Red Buttons.
No, but I had the four Beatles pictures, the 8x10 glossies that came in the White Album. They were hanging on my wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, if I ever meet Paul McCartney, I'm not going to go, oh my God, your picture was on my wall.
But you never
kissed
expected
it every night.
Every night. You didn't expect it when you were scotch taping or thumbtacking those pictures to your wall. You didn't expect to one day marry them.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think anyone expect. You just go, well, that's a billion to one shot that'll never pay off. But for Ashton Kutcher, it did. Now, here's the reason I bring it up.
All right.
You said 20 years is acceptable, right?
It depends how old you are.
Yeah, well...
I mean, if you're young, no, it's not acceptable. If one of them's 16...
Once you're over the age of consent...
Yes.
So 21 and 41 is fine.
Yeah, no, who cares?
61 and 81 is fine. Actually, the older you get, the more I would imagine the more acceptable it gets, right?
I think it's acceptable at any time. Just you have to be legal.
Over the age of consent. Over the age of 21. All right, here's a story about a woman from Princeton who is 25, and she is now getting married to her professor who is age 71. Is that all right? Do you think that's okay?
To each his own.
No, just one each in this case. They each get one. Cameron Platt, Princeton's 2016 valedictorian, proudly announced on her Facebook page her engagement to Lee Clark Mitchell, which, no, is not a mass murderer, even though it sounds like it is. Lee Clark Mitchell is a lecturer who has chaired the University of Princeton's English department. Mitchell taught Platt when she was a sophomore 5 years ago. So at the time, she would have been 20. When they met, she was 20. He was 66. Now, 5 years later, of course, do the math. She's 25. He's 71. And they're getting married. This happened in the fall of 2013 when they first met. I was taking his lecture course on Henry James and William Faulkner. Faulkner. The password is Faulkner.
Careful.
Platt recalled all this in a private post. Lee was a little more than a stranger to me then, but he captivated me with his brilliance, his sensitivity, his passion.
And his wallet. He's due to inherit or give me a lot of money.
And his Metamucil. I was captivated by his Metamucil.
What are their names? Because I have to see their pictures.
This is, all right, but before you do, what are you conjuring up? What do you imagine? Do you imagine her
conjuring up?
Do you imagine Cameron Platt to be something of a looker or not? And do you imagine him to be elderly looking or not? What are you envisioning?
An older man and a younger woman. I'm not really envisioning anything other than, and maybe he's a distinguished man.
Yeah.
I was going to say young man. He's not.
He's not.
Although, come on, 71?
Yeah.
Listen, there are people in radio that are 71 who look good. There are rock and rollers that are 70s. That's not bothering me at all.
No.
Is a Rolling Stone dated somebody who was 25? Isn't Mick Jagger's current wife like
much younger,
30 or 20?
The rules for rock stars are different.
Well, they should be for scholars like that. Why can't a scholar have something great?
Yeah. What if one of your sons,
don't
upon the age
turn
of 25,
it around this way,
said, "Mom, I have some news for you. You know that professor of mine at school who is 71? She and I have fallen in love, and we are set to be married." What would your reaction be?
If he's 25?
Yeah, he's 25, and she would be 71.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is it my business who my kid falls in love with?
It is not. And I know love knows no age. All love knows is I'm in love. But still... I'm only saying this because I'm being honest. If one of my daughters came and said, I finally met the guy. Oh, wait till you meet him. It's got to be early because he goes to bed at 5:30.
71 is not go to bed at 5:30.
If one of my daughters said, because my daughters they're not 25, they're 22. But this is just around the corner. If they said, met the man of my dreams. Now, you're going to think this part's strange, Dad, but he's 71. I wouldn't be thrilled with it.
Yeah, but what can you do?
I'd say, can we look around a little bit first?
That's a really rude thing to say.
I would be looking out for them. Because
no,
I would say...
That's what you guise it as, but you're judging them and not agreeing with their choices.
No, I agree with what you're saying, but it's just... It's me as a guy who's been around the block a few more times than they have saying, I'm not sure that this is going to last a long time. Right?
This might change things.
And then I'd say, call Pete Davidson.
No, that would be worse.
Fall in love with Pete Davidson.
That would be worse. You wouldn't want someone who could provide for your daughter. I know she can work on her own, but this would be, Pete Davidson would not be good.
I would choose Pete Davidson for one of my daughters over a 71-year-old guy.
Okay, A, it's not your choice.
It's not my choice, but I would
choose... And that's a terrible thing to say.
I'm not a good enough actor to pretend, like, if this is all, of course, hypothetical. I'm sure that the guys my daughters meet will be much, much older than this guy, 71.
I can't believe you, just because Pete Davidson's cooler than this scholar and younger, you would choose that. Because quite honestly,
I just want SNL tickets at this point.
Okay,
I just want
then
SNL
that makes
tickets.
Sense. Because if you're going for the more established person who's going to provide a nice life for your daughter,
right,
it wouldn't be Pete Davidson.
Right. But I would think a 46-year age difference would be problematic.
All right.
For most people. I'm sure there are some people, 46 years... Do you have anything in common with somebody 46 years older or younger than you?
Like, how old am I?
You're,
ooh, God.
Right? So
when you get to be my age, I can't be... I'm at that age where I can't go up or down 46 years. Because I'm sorry, if I go up 46 years, I'm going to be dating someone who's 100.
101. Yeah. Right.
You're going to quibble over a year?
You know how sometimes you go to a vacation place and they'll go, it's fun for ages 1 to 101. You go, oh, wow, that must be something. You would have to find places like that.
Yeah, I know.
You'd have to find real places that built themselves towards 101-year-olds having fun.
And I couldn't go down
No, because that would be obscene.
Yeah.
So let's just go.
But I could go down like 30 years.
Yes.
Dick Van Dyke, this should change your mind.
Yes.
Dick Van Dyke, according to 630, has a nearly 50-year age gap with his current wife and says it keeps him young, and it shows.
Oh. And I do love Dick Van Dyke. With, like,
so
I, like
Dick
it's impossible.
Van Dyke asked you out.
I would, yeah. Well, I, you know, now I'm married, but in my single days, and I would move the ottoman for him so he didn't trip when he came home from work every day.
It's an ottoman, not an ottoman.
Ottoman.
An ottoman.
I'm from the East Coast.
I wouldn't love it if my kid came home with a 71-year-old, okay?
You couldn't. Of course not.
You would be a terrible parent to say something.
But wouldn't at some point, wouldn't you go, hey, it's up to you. Ultimately, this is up to you. But since you asked my opinion.
But they didn't.
I know, but you got to sell them on the fact that they did. You got to play the Jedi mind trick with them a little bit. You go, I think maybe you could look around a little more. I'm sure that she's a great woman for you, you could say, you know. She, you know, she's obviously, she's got the Afghan, which is nice. She made an Afghan.
The dog and the blanket.
Right. The matching dog and blanket Afghan set. That's great. Some of her teeth are her originals. That's fantastic. I mean, there's things you could find to say, look, I see what you see in her, but wouldn't you at some point go, but let's shop around a little bit more before we commit? You wouldn't do that?
No, because this guy's 71.
Yes.
This would be like Michael bringing home Aretha Franklin, in which case I would go, good score. I bet your music career will take off.
Maybe. That's an optimistic way of looking at it. I believe Miss Franklin is no longer with us.
Yeah, I think she did pass away. Because yeah. I'm looking at...
So that's weird.
Well, I'm just saying, Paul McCartney, 71.
But all these people are in the music world.
So what is the difference? What if your daughter brought home Paul McCartney?
I wouldn't. As much as I love the Beatles, Wendy, and I love the Beatles, I would know that this was not in her best interest.
But how do you know that? How do you know that? There are people that have these, what do they call them, May-December relationships.
And May is coming up. We're just a few days shy of May, so if you're going to have a May-December relationship, gentlemen, start your engines.
What if your daughter brought home Neil Diamond?
All right, let me try to imagine that scenario. So
Ringo Starr.
I hear a car pulling up, and I'm like,
Ringo's 73.
Do I hear Longfellow Serenade coming from my driveway? Who could this be? Diamonds are a girl's best friend, Wendy, so there might be something to this one. Now, you have to go somebody who's not in the world of music, because like I said, musicians are ageless and timeless. Sneed texted me that.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
That would be, 78. I'd be fine with that.
I would, you know, I can't judge that.
No?
Right. I would, you know, I just really, if Michael brought home a 70-year-old woman, I'd be like... Wow, she's not exactly what I expected, but I think that's all I'd say and let him go, you know what? It's been clicking, and I'd be like, okay.
I don't want to hear details.
Yeah, I don't, you know. But, I mean, if they're 25, how is it your business?
Have you ever been, like, you're sitting next to somebody that you don't really know that well, and there's like a gap of 15 or 20 years or 25 years, and even at 20 or 25 years, there's a little bit of stress to find some common ground because... Even though 25 years isn't a lifetime, it's still an age. It's still a difference of time, you know? So I don't know how you would maintain. I mean, I'm sure there are people who have done it. There's no question. There are people who have done it where there's 30 years difference, 35 years difference, 40 years difference. But it would be such a challenge on a daily basis.
The guy would be older than Bill. That's awkward for any parent. I'm not saying it wouldn't be awkward, but I don't think it's fair for you to... I mean, 25 maybe, but like at 30 years old, if they brought someone who was older, like say 30, 70, okay? Can we do that?
30 and 70. All right.
I think it would be kind of bad for me to jump in and give my judgment unless, you know, my kid said, what do you think? I'm not really sure about this. And then I always feel if somebody's asking for your advice, then they're doubting their own
right
thoughts about it.
Right.
If someone's not asking your advice, I do that with Jim all the time. If it's something I love, I'm like, do you love my new boots?
Yeah.
If I'm not sure about them,
yeah.
I phrase it like this. What do you think of these boots?
Yeah. How about this? Let me try this angle on you. Many times when my wife and I go out to dinner, we go out with friends, sometimes another couple or two other couples. So all of a sudden, like for this age difference couple, they're going out, you know, with their contemporaries, with their friends, but one person is 40 years older. So you're like, wow, I know you're having a good time, but is Grandma Walton also enjoying herself? It would be very tough to have that same circle of friends when one person is older than the parents of everybody else at the table, wouldn't it?
Maybe they don't go out in a group setting.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, right. In a perfect world, no. But, you know, I would like to know, other than yours, which world is perfect.
Well, no one's world is 100% perfect.
Or even just, 80%.
But you would be left out of events and things because people are like, that guy or that girl can't keep up with the rest of us. They're 40 years older.
Someone has texted in, it wasn't exactly a May-December relationship, but I knew my daughter's engagement was not the best for either of them. You just hope they figure it out, and she did. I mean,
but does that mean, by figuring it out, does that mean that she figured it out, meaning they stayed together, or she figured out this isn't the guy that I can spend the rest of my life with?
I don't know the answer to that, Bill. You can make your own backstory there.
Because that's an important... I can't tell by the wording of it if that means she figured it out, meaning I'm going to make this work no matter what, or this isn't meant to be.
Did it work or not? We'll see if I get an answer.
All right.
But I mean, listen, if there was someone that one of your daughters brought home that was their age but looked like a ne'er-do-well,
yeah.
I don't think you'd be happy with that either.
No, of course not. No, not at all.
But I don't know why you're an ageist.
I think it, because what kicks in is that parental instinct where you want things to be good for your kids, and you just say, I know she thinks this is going to be a good, long-lasting, forever relationship. The odds are so far. I'm not saying that they're not unbeatable.
Rare.
I'm positive.
It seems
there have been people.
Unlikely.
Right. It seems unlikely. So I would almost want to do what I could to spare her any hardship later on.
But you know that you telling her something is not going to spare her the hardship, because she's not going to just go, okay, Dad, you're right, I'll dump them.
My kids are, both of my daughters are good enough to where, even though that wouldn't happen instantaneously.
What if they loved
trust
them,
me
though?
Enough.
I think they'd trust their heart and their love more than what you said, don't you? You're requiring a lot from them.
I would like to think that there'd be a combination of all those things.
I agree with you.
Where they'd say, Dad was smart enough to marry up. He knows how to do it. So why can't we do the same? He must be good at something. You know, he's been in a relationship for a good long time.
But don't you remember when you were growing up and your mom or dad would tell you something? I would just like dig my heels in and go, yeah, 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 whatever. And then ultimately someday I'd realize, crap, she was right. But if my mom said, don't date that guy, he's a loser.
Yeah.
I would never have just broken up with someone because my mom said he was a loser. Ever.
I wouldn't
break up.
You probably
continue to do it and
I
do
wanted
it
more. More.
To spite them.
Bill, yeah. So we were talking about, there's this story in the news where a 25-year-old is marrying a 71-year-old man.
She's the valedictorian of Princeton.
Wow.
From a couple of years ago. She's 25 years old. She's marrying one of her professors who is 71 years old.
And Bill said, you know, what would you do if Michael brought home Grandma Walton? And I mean, I wouldn't love it, but I mean, what could I, put it with you?
Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Bill says he would say, I think you could do better, and his daughters would listen and break up with the old geezer.
I didn't use those exact words.
And 71 is not that old.
71 is not that old, but if you're dealing with a 25-year-old,
I mean,
it is.
Come on.
My first marriage, I was 25. She was 40. I just, you know what?
I don't find fault in that at all. What's wrong with that? If they're the right people for each other, then excellent.
But what about 25 and 71 if they're the right people for each other?
Maybe they're going to have 8 to 10 good years together. I mean, let's be honest. And then you become a caretaker.
You could squeeze a couple more years out.
Oh, my God. Listen to these
two. You could. I mean, honestly. I've told you, I know a guy, he's 102 years old. He's as sharp as a tack.
And that blows
doesn't,
me
that
away.
Doesn't matter, though. You still have physical, I mean,
right.
For somebody, they're not going to be able to travel and right. See the world. There's things that a 25-year-old wants to do that
yeah.
A 71-year-old
yeah.
Has already done right. And doesn't want to do it again.
71 is not over the hill, you guys.
No, it's not. My parents are in their 70s,
yeah.
But
they still travel?
For the most part, I mean, it's harder now than it was 10 years ago, but...
But wouldn't you, if one of the boys said, Mom, I found this girl. She's great. Now brace yourself because she's 40 years older than me. Wouldn't you go, oh, what is this going to be?
I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd tell you. Wouldn't they just bring her home and want you to judge?
Oh, no, they would have to
You'd
warn me on
out.
That because my jaw would drop to the floor.
You'd, I mean, be like, I smell Jean Natay. Who's here? Who's in my house?
Grandma Walton. I know. Go there again. We have to break. We have to do some news. We have to talk to Jerry Nunn. Whatever. I mean, again, I try so hard not to judge people. Just I hope it doesn't happen to me so
right.
I have to think about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right. More ahead. Stick around. Too sad
It
now.
Could be a lot of snow. They're,
yeah.
I don't think they've really nailed it down yet,
yeah.
But Mike Jansen was saying earlier this morning, now it could have changed by now, but possibly 4 to 6 inches
oh,
of snow
insane.
In the northern suburbs.
Yeah.
What
that?
Will Jerry Nunn do with all his adventures?
That's a good question, Wendy. Let's ask
He's
him.
He's going on sled.
Jerry, what's with the snow?
I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to go to the Joffrey Ballet tomorrow.
You can't, not in a snowy condition. You can't?
It's going to be tough.
Sketch a ride over there.
Are they doing it inside or outside?
Inside.
Lucky for
Bring
them.
Bring back the Nutcracker.
Yeah, exactly.
It's yeah. Fun. How are you? Good to see you.
Good, good.
So you brought up food. That was so nice of you.
Yes.
Where was it from? Because it was their guacamole was really good.
Really good. Broken English Taco Pub, and that is at 2576 North Lincoln Avenue.
What's the occasion?
They're doing, since I'm talking about May items,
yeah.
They're doing Cinco de Mayo Street Festival there, Saturday the 4th.
That means
the 5th of May.
Hopefully yeah. The snow will have melted by then.
They're doing, right, so they're yep. Doing it May 4th, noon to 4, and then Sunday, May 5th.
Hey, the margaritas are frozen.
Eight.
What happened?
There you go.
Right, because that's definitely outdoors.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a block party. They're going to have music, agave tastings, elote churros, that we have some churros in the studio.
Very
which
good.
Are delish.
I did not try one.
They're going to have a wrestling ring.
Oh, good.
The luchadoras
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Mucho libre.
That'll be fun. It's a $5 suggested donation for... Stefani's Children's Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And this festival runs like by just
is this
by
a Phil
place.
Stefani restaurant?
I think it's connected.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
So that's on North Sheffield Avenue and Lil Street.
That sounds good. The food is very, very tasty.
Really good.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're
very
so
nice
welcome.
Of you.
I'm glad we could
D-list.
Kick off, you know, the May
yeah.
Events that we have.
What are some of the big stories? What are some of the big events coming to town for May?
Well, we have Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We can't forget her.
That's
on May 12th.
In May?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, May 12th.
Prepare to be honored, Wendy.
No, I'm going
to
write that date down so I can text everybody what day it is.
Okay.
Everybody in your family?
Yeah.
May the 12th.
That's in
the
United States, so you know,
yes.
We can maybe get around to it.
Is Mother's Day different in other parts of the world?
There's some different ones, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A lot of majority is May 12th.
Oh.
Okay. So, West Side Story is coming.
Oh, my God. That is my favorite of all time.
Really? A musical that you like.
Yeah.
I love it. I
because
love
because Julie Andrews isn't in it.
Right.
If There's Julie no Andrews was in nuns. It, Wendy would not go to see it.
You know what? I would.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be at the Lyric.
It's going to be at the Lyric.
I may have to
3rd.
Get tickets to take. Michael.
I love it when they do that once a year. Do a musical,
a big musical,
yeah,
like
great.
Oklahoma.
I've seen. Mm-hmm. I saw Sound of Music, and mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So May 3rd through June 2nd. So you've got a long run.
And is this a local production or a touring company doing it? Who's doing it?
No, this is local. They're using nearly 100 artists with the orchestra and everything.
Oh, wow.
So this is a huge, this is probably one of the biggest productions you're going to see.
Of West Side Story.
They're also redoing a movie. Spielberg is behind a new movie.
Yep.
And the girl who's playing Maria was a high school girl mm-hmm. who sent in a video.
Oh,
and
wow.
They chose her screen debut. And Rita Moreno... will be playing the part of Doc.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of like expanded
really?
The character where he's in the store where they come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she is going to, it's like Valentina, I think is what her name's going to be, but it's kind of like she's playing the Doc role. And I think that's so cool.
It is really cool. They need to revamp and tune that for the 2019 crowd.
Yep.
So.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah. So that's
that
exciting.
That looks fun.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. Really good.
And how long of a run will that be, Jerry?
That's May 3rd through June 2nd.
Oh, okay.
A lot of musical stuff coming out, so I'm just going to go through it.
Sure. Is Rita Moreno in all of them?
No, she's not. She's amazing, though.
Love she's her. Not in this. I wish she was.
One time,
she's not in the stage production.
Right.
Yeah.
She got on to me one time and told me to do my homework.
She did?
What did you do?
Because I was interviewing her, and I didn't know Emilio Estefan had produced her album, and I've just been listening to the music and writing questions.
Okay, like, that is not...
That's not common knowledge.
I didn't think so. And
everyone doesn't know that.
She's a tough little school teacher.
Wow. She's sassy.
Yeah. So you got to watch your P's and Q's.
I guess you do.
Rita Moreno. But,
and
you
have your homework
sweet.
Done.
She's actually really sweet in person. It was just a moment.
Yeah. I bet when she said that to you, you were like, I'm getting schooled by Rita Moreno.
Right.
I can't believe I never thought this would happen to
An
me.
An EGOT is after me.
Right.
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 So we have the Goodman Theater has their big gala, and I love going to their galas over the years. They get really good names, mm-hmm. but you have to be really like they had Kristen Chenoweth one year, and
you got to interview her.
I did, and I'm interviewing Megan Hilty next week, and she's from Smash, which is a musical.
I don't know what that is.
It was a musical TV show.
Okay. I loved it.
It had a big following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was sad that it went away.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
That was the one that was the girl that was on American Idol was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember from it.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a musical built around who was it? What was the whole premise of it, Kim? Do you remember?
I love the show, and now I'm trying to remember exactly. Basically, it was this girl who came to New York to try to crack into the, you know, make it on Broadway.
What's her name? Catherine something?
Catherine McPhee.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it.
Yeah, so she was
talented.
But, Megan was in that. But anyway, so
circling back, she married an older man, I think.
Yes, she did.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, she did.
So this is May 18th at the Fairmont, and we got $1,000 tickets at GoodmanTheater.org.
Oh, excellent.
$1,000 tickets.
So there you go. Good fundraiser there. It's called Starstruck, by the way.
Yeah.
We have Cirque du Soleil's got another show for us.
What is this one?
Volta. And that's May 18th through July 6th at the Soldier Field lot.
And how will Volta be different from their other productions?
There's going to be, a lot of acrobats, which would be similar to the other ones.
Yeah.
I interviewed one of the guys from it, and he was really good about the... It's going to be more hip, you know.
More electronic, because, you know, you think Volta, didn't they have, like, a Aqua, which involved water?
Right.
Is this anything like that?
I think it's going to be, electronic music, I think they're talking about.
Okay. That's interesting.
Should be really cool.
And when is this? May what?
That is May 18th.
Yeah.
So that runs through July, so you got a long time. But see that, here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's at Soldier Field, the South Lot. Now, do you know the craziness that is coming to Northerly Island right by there is Hamilton, the exhibition.
That opens officially today, right?
It opens Saturday. It's the first people start going through.
Okay.
They're doing some press today.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, that's right. The ribbon cutting
The real items that were from Hamilton's days, right?
Yes.
This is the actual stuff that he
has. From the musical or from real?
From the real Hamilton.
I mean, yes, and he's got the writing on the wall that's his actual handwriting.
Yeah.
And they have statues where they, the guns were shot.
Oh, excellent.
Exactly the exact distance, so you can see that.
And
I mean, this is
Lin-Manuel Miranda is somehow funding this, right?
He's here
today, behind
too,
it.
Yeah.
Is
he's ribbon cutting today.
Yeah, he's doing the ribbon cutting today.
I didn't know he was funding
this. I think
this.
He's got some behind the scenes.
So he's going to be... So you're going to put on a headset, just like a museum, and you're going to walk through, and he's going to be talking to you and different members of the cast.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I went and got to go through some of it yesterday. They were still building some of it. But I went around, and it is huge. I mean, it's not some little couple of rooms. This goes on and on and on. I mean, huge gift shop, food and drinks in the front, and then you go through. And it is just amazing.
Interesting?
Yes, like the hurricane. It's got this hurricane room. I was blown away. Gold statues that you can take selfies with. I mean, it's very interactive. The students are going to just eat this thing up.
Yeah.
And
do you have to be steeped in all things Hamilton to appreciate this? Like, I have not seen the musical yet, so will I still appreciate it or not?
I think people will appreciate the history of it and how it's laid out and... I mean,
will John Williams' friend Thomas Jefferson be going to this exhibit?
I think he's
being jealous that he doesn't have his own.
It's possible.
There you go.
Do they have any stuff about the actual play in there too?
Oh yeah, yeah. So music, you're going to hear the music. You're going to hear cast members. You're going to see all kinds of things.
Oh, that's
and then comparing
excellent.
It to real life with the musical, where the musical couldn't do a lot of things that the real life had.
Yeah.
So women involved with the war, the African American community, all of that is in. that exhibition. So it's very educational, besides even if you don't, you know, know the musical itself.
But it shows the staying power of this musical, because I can't think of any other Broadway show that's had this sort of thing where they do an actual exhibit based on it. That
It hasn't happened, but I think this may lead into more things like that, because people want that interactive moment now. It's not, they don't want to just see a show. They can, like, want to be a part of it.
Right.
They want to meet stars. They want to take pictures. They want to run around. So
I don't know about you, and especially for kids, but I feel like I learn better that way, because when you immerse yourself in it rather than just sitting and listening
or reading,
you absorb it quicker and faster.
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday. I was like, I just saw this, you know, read a book before, but to really, you know, these kids are going to, it's going to be so great for them to bus in all these kids.
And it's an experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have a whole experience.
Did the real Alexander Hamilton speak only in rap, Jerry? Do we know? Do they talk about that at the exhibit?
That was a creative licensing.
Oh, they did? Oh.
Yeah, but maybe we'll ask Lynn that today.
Yeah, I'll ask him that question.
You could go with me and ask him a question at the press conference.
My friend has a really dumb question he wants to ask. Here it goes.
Oh, is it Bill F?
Yeah, he'll know. He'll know in advance. I knew this was coming.
Your reputation. What is it? There you go.
What else do you have coming? I want to make sure we get everything in.
Okay. The Candy Expo. Did you guys go to the Candy Expo?
We haven't been to the last few, but
I went once, and it's not for me, really.
Wendy doesn't like it.
Okay.
Too much?
Too much sour?
It's just too much, and a lot of this stuff, like, won't be available. Isn't it just kind of...
No, it's all available.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Just wait till it comes out.
Some of it's upcoming and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's May 21 through the 23rd.
Yeah.
Is that open to the public?
No.
It's going to be vendors and, some
public cannot get in.
It's more of that kind of thing.
Right.
I never understood that. Like, why we talked about it and stuff when people you couldn't buy tickets.
Right.
Okay. We'll mark it off.
No, I mean, that's okay. But, and you love candy. See, I don't.
Well,
I like a chocolate every once in a while.
Go, people can still hear what's coming.
But something cool.
It's like that room in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory that they get into, and everything's edible. That's what all of it's.
That
like.
That is what I'm imagining. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah,
there's candy in every direction.
Too much for me.
And not everybody has not everyone has a golden ticket where they can get in. I get that. Okay, so we'll move on from that.
All right.
Frankenstein's coming to Looking Glass.
Oh, now, Wendy, Frankenstein is coming to the Looking Glass.
You know the Looking Glass is going to do something great.
I agree.
I mean, when I read that, I was like, I've got to go. I got to make some time.
Yeah.
That's May 8th through August 4th.
Which version of Frankenstein will they do? Do we know?
This is the Victor Frankenstein where he's, you know, creating the monster.
The original Mary Shelley Frankenstein.
It's not young.
Not young Frankenstein. All right.
Right. No Bride of Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yes. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No, it's Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Oh, that's a great show. Good.
Yeah. So I think that will be amazing.
Who will play Frankenstein?
What's
that? Is it an actor that we would know? Wendy's auditioning.
There you go.
Can she understudy?
Maybe. All right, we could talk to them.
Frankensteina.
I think, you know who would be good would be John Tesh.
John Tesh.
Oh, that's my, because so he's got a big square head.
Yeah.
But he can't act.
He's not a great actor, but you just have to grumble a lot.
God, we both just took down John Tesh right there.
I know. What about his music? Aren't you a fan of his music?
Love his music.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do not.
He did the Olympic theme. It's John Tesh. That's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
And who was he with? Connie Britt? Is it Connie?
Connie Selica.
Connie Selica.
They were married?
They are married.
Yeah, I think all this time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Tesh did the Olympic thing? I thought it was John Williams. Okay.
Mm-mm. There we go. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to turn you on to Lizzo. I'm hoping
Lizzo
can play us a little Lizzo.
I don't know what Lizzo is.
Okay, so Lizzo is this singer that is so up and coming. I met her at Lollapalooza last
year. She's from here or elsewhere?
She's not from here. She's from Minneapolis. Prince kind of took her under his wing before he passed away.
Yeah.
So she is here on May 3rd. And in Chicago at the Riv.
Yeah.
Oh, May 3rd and 4th. Right, at the Riv for two nights. She's going to be in this Ugly Dolls movie next week.
Yeah.
Comes out May 3rd. Kelly Clarkson's in it. Nick Jonas. Have you seen the Ugly Dolls? The little kids are into them.
But can I just say, I think Dylan, he's 16 now. When he was born, those Ugly Dolls were really popular.
Yeah.
This movie is like 10 years too late, in my opinion.
Is this a cartoon?
It's a cartoon.
It's really cute. The ugly dolls are little creatures that are honestly kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. So they're coming, and Lizzo's going to be, she's one of the voices. And she's in the J-Lo and Cardi B movie, The Hustlers, that's coming out. Oh. But they're all strippers. You heard about this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
being filmed. That'll be out in September.
I just went to IMDb. Her father is Wizzo. Did you know that? From Bozo
really?
Circus. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's true.
You never know.
Did that 71-year-old man send you that joke? He was marrying the 25-year-old?
Yeah. He said this is the last thing he's going to do before he takes a nap.
And by the way, people are texting to you, Bill, pictures of hot 71-year-old women. And stop it, people.
Oh, my God. That's... Wendy, I'll decide when we
all
need
right,
to stop.
You look at... All right.
So he's like, keep it coming.
Do you think that 25-year-old is even going to know who Bozo was or Wizzo? No way.
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Bozo.
Oh, Wizzo. Wizzo, I said.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We're talking about Lizzo, but he said Wizzo.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So a lot of good music coming out right now.
Yeah.
Lizzo's album's doing very well. It's starting to get played. Madonna has her new song. Taylor Swift's new song today.
That was today?
Pink's
the
new
one
album.
Called You, is that what it's called?
Me.
Me. Oh, me. I'm selfish.
So who's going to have the song of the summer?
Definitely not Madonna. I think Taylor sounds really immature.
It sounds like just like all her other stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like other stuff?
The Taylor song is very like immature. It really sounds very young.
Yeah.
I mean, spelling is fun. That's one of the lyrics. But
is
the
really?
Pink album is the opposite of that. It is adults and she curses a lot.
She matured a lot.
She curses a lot, but has some great guests on there and she's really good.
Yeah.
It's a good solid album.
I just read today she and her husband apparently had a lot of marital problems, but that everything is back to normal. So good for them.
Yeah,
good. I just
for
read
them.
That this morning.
Okay.
Who cares?
Wendy, who cares?
You are so funny, Rona Barrett.
The three of us are huge Pink fans. You're making fun of Pink. Come on.
And we got to see her tour because that's like a Cirque show right there.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Medellin, is that the new Madonna
thing? That's the new Madonna thing.
Can
with
we
Maluma.
Hear?
Medellin?
Yeah.
It's a drug cartel.
It's a part of Colombia.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And is she only singing songs about drug cartels now? I want off.
I could barely get through it one time.
Really?
It's
too much?
Not doing well.
We're
it's,
out of time. I can't find
it.
I'm sorry.
It's slow.
Yeah.
What else?
All right.
No,
that's Avengers. You got to go see the Avengers. Go see that.
Open today.
Yep.
Right? Oh, officially yesterday.
You get a chance.
Kind of today. All right.
Yep.
Jerry, thank you so much.
Okay.
Not on the Run. Is that where people find you?
Yes. The website is up and
Make
running.
Make it a habit.
Yes. Good.
Oh, you should use that.
Mm-hmm. I will. I'm going to steal that.
That's for you. All right.
Thank you.
Kim, thank you for hanging out. We'll close things off next.
Uh-oh. Kim is correct. John Tesh did the NBA on NBC theme. John Williams did the Olympics theme.
We're gonna have to look into that.
An Olympic theme. I'm almost positive.
We have two minutes of commercials to look into this. All right,
let me look it up. All right. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Jerry. More after this, Bill Mundy, WGN. All right, technically, we are both correct. John Williams and John Tesh have both written Olympic theme music.
Oh, it's the Williams-Tesh collaboration?
The Williams-Tesh collaboration. Considered by many in music to be the best of all time, John Tesh's Olympic themes were used for the Barcelona and the Atlantic Olympic Games.
Barcelona. Well, so he didn't do the original?
Well, the original Olympic theme was in Athens and that's neither of them. That was a song before the Olympics, I think.
John Williams.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Williams. My friend is TJ. I can't get
different
this
John
to
Williams,
play.
I think.
This was written as soon as I get. I got to get through this commercial,
Take
and
your
then
time.
This
We're
was
getting, you and I are getting overtime.
All right. This is written by John Williams. This is John Williams. You said it wasn't.
It is. It's not the Olympic. It's not the original Olympic theme.
This is the only one I know.
But they did the Olympics 1,000 years ago. I mean, you think this was written 1,000 years ago?
Original. I don't even know if they had music.
But both John Williams and John Tesh have been responsible at some point for Olympic themes.
Well, that is good to know. So a couple of Johns. that a couple of Johns that J.B. Pritzker doesn't want to pay taxes on.
Why are you always so political? Why does it always have to be political with
you? Is that his name? J.B.?
J.B.?
That's it? That sounds wrong.
No, it's J.B.
And M.K.?
Yeah. That's it.
Doesn't this make you feel regal and want to go into the weekend and shovel snow?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it does. That's it, Olympic fans. We're out of time. Thank you to all of our Olympic winners. You and I, Wendy, are bringing home the bronze. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
We finished in the top three.
Thanks, everybody. I put the bra in bronze.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Just sorry the weekend ended on that note.
Turn my mic off.
Bye, Wendy. I already left. I'm already home. I went home already. Bye.
See ya.